Welcome to the Highbury Squad. You can follow us on Twitter at Highbury Squad. In fact, it's the same on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and eventually iTunes. Join me, Sophie, aka at Soccer Diva, Amanda, aka at GoonaGirl 1969, and our very special guest, Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell. It's just like being down the pub with your mates.
There is no podcast as we travel around the globe this week. In the meantime, here's a poem from your favourite Little Greek. Let's take a look at the game against the Magpies. Second half was almost as tasty as a burger and French fries. Sogradis and Mustafi played a lot less flustered, and even the under-fire Xhaka looked a little bit like mustard. Things got even better when Ozil scored a goal. He smiled and he looked happy, which warmed the Gunner soul. On his 200th appearance, Mesut made a point, and the Arsenal nation was once again ready this player to anoint. For we need the German wizard to show his football magic. There's nothing worse than a wasted Ozil, because that just feels so tragic. But let's keep focusing on the positives, as there are actually quite a few. Torreira being the best about the Arsenal, and in this game he really grew. It's clear to us all now that the Uruguayan must start. He's the difference maker, the engine, and plays with so much heart. He protects the ball, the midfield, the defence, and even Xhaka. He's like a GPS, has direction. He's the ultimate football tracker. And let's not forget Cech, once again making key saves. He might not have great feet, but the dude never caves. And Unaia is making a difference, and we've won three on the trot, two of those away, which last season we could not. Well done to Super Kevin Campbell for predicting a 2-1 win. He has the bragging rights this week, so enjoy that cheeky grin. Mystic Man lost her magic this week, predicting a 2-2 draw. It should have been right on this one. It would have been the final straw. Because changing your pick once team comes out does not make for a good prediction season. She stood trial on last week's show and was interrogated for her acts of football treason. She's on a warning now, and carefully this little gooner must tread. Next time that happens on match day, it will be a straight red. Sostradamus was almost right calling the game 3-1. But now she's one behind the other two. Her predictions a bit under the gun. Jokes aside, we hope you gooners are enjoying the Highbury squad. We are loving working together to bring you our weekly pod. There's actually lots to be excited about as an Arsenal fan. We dig where we're going. It feels like the team finally has a plan. So let's be patient as Unaia sets forth his evolution. And if it all goes Pete Tong again, we can start another revolution. But somehow it seems his words and tactics are getting to the team. We can only hope the winning continues. A top four finish would be such a dream. That's a wrap on Newcastle and another progressive week. The squad will be back for the Toffees at the weekend and a little bit more Arsenal speak.
Thank you, Sophie, for your fantastic poem. And as she said, there is no podcast this week, but if we look forward to Vorskla on Thursday night, and then we have Everton coming up, who will no doubt turn into Barcelona when they play us on Sunday. But anyway, as I always say, always Arsenal!
Welcome to the Highbury squad. You can follow us on Twitter at Highbury Squad. In fact, it's the same on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and eventually iTunes. Join me, Sophie, aka at Soccer Diva, Amanda, aka at GoonaGirl 1969, and our very special guest, Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell. It's just like being down the pub with your mates.